This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Your mom told you you have cancer because you didn't pray as a punishment from Allah. Over and over, I am finding that parents use Allah or hell or punishment from Allah as a parenting tool. And got into a car accident, her mom said, it's because you don't read enough Quran. That framework to me is so devastating because it means that those parents were also taught that at some point. But when we look at the framework of who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, what we look at is one which teaches us that tests can be doors of opportunity for mercy. We don't know why we go through tests. It could be a test. Yes, it could be a consequence to actions. But the question is, what are we going to do in the moment of a test? And there's no way anyone can tell you it's a punishment from Allah because they don't have revelation from Allah. What revelation from Allah shows us is that the doors of mercy are always open when we go back to Allah. You asked, is it too late to pray because your cancer is not getting better? I beg Allah to cure you completely and to allow for you to be healthier than you've ever been before. And everyone who's sick and has cancer, Ameen. I don't know what kind of cancer you have or the medical intervention that it requires. I just want you to have a different framework when you're thinking about it's not getting better because of Salah. Nuh alayhi salam, Prophet Noah, peace be upon him, he called his son back to Allah for only Allah knows how many years. His own son is denying him, refuses to believe in Allah. He goes and says that a mountain is going to save me from the waves. Prophet Noah, peace be upon him, in this moment, didn't say, this is a punishment that there is no saving from. He said so emotionally, irkab ma'ana, just come into the boat. Prophet Noah, alayhi salam, knew that anything in the past can be wiped out by just turning to Allah in this moment. And there was a scholar who didn't go to the janazah of a man in his city who was known to be an alcoholic. And the night of the janazah, he had a dream that this man was in Jannah. And he asked him, why didn't you come to my janazah? So the scholar woke up shocked. The scholar looks for someone who knew this man and asks about his life. And he said, didn't you know that every single Friday this man would go visit the orphans in the city, bring them candy, and ask them to pray that one day he would make tawbah, he would ask for forgiveness? 3 days before he died, he begged Allah for forgiveness. And I want you to realize that when Allah forgives, he doesn't just forgive. Yes, he can wipe away completely as if it never happened. But out of his mercy, what he also does is some of those bad deeds, he replaces them and he turns them into good deeds so that you come on the day of judgment and you're shocked at how many good deeds you have. And they're actually bad deeds that you repented for that Allah turns into good ones. And this you can find in the tafsir of Surah Al-Furqan. I don't know you, but I know that there's something that you do that is beloved to Allah throughout your life. Maybe it's taking care of a cat that you have. Maybe it's being kind to a sibling you have. Maybe you always open the door for an elderly neighbor that you have. There is something about you that you are doing that is so beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never too late to go to Allah. You are worthy of every one of Allah's mercies. And every test is an opportunity for your ranks to be raised, your dua to be answered. You to be written, inshallah, amongst the people of the highest paradise.